The immigration issue can unite as well as divide.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. This weekend, more than 100,000 people are expected in Washington, D.C. They'll be demonstrating for immigration reform. Of course, business leaders have a vested interest in reform, and Marketplace's Jeff Tyler says the issue has made strange bedfellows, particularly in agriculture.
Traditionally, farm management hasn't seen eye to eye with farm labor. Manuel Cunha is president of the Nisei Farmers League in Fresno, California.
On other issues, we have some very strong opinions, just like they do, and we have not come up with any agreement on those other issues, but on immigration, we have.
On the other side, Giv Kashkuli is with the United Farm Workers. Of his union's collaboration with ag business leaders, he says,
it's unusual. It might even be unprecedented.
Both sides have endorsed a bill known as Ag Jobs. It would give farm workers a path to citizenship if they continue working in agriculture. Shah Kazemi is CEO of Monterey Mushrooms. He says immigration reform is vital for his industry.
Despite high unemployment rate, we still have a hard time finding qualified people to pick our crops.
Kazemi is sponsoring two farm workers to go to the immigration reform rally in Washington. Some members of Manuel Cunha's Farmers Association are also paying for laborers to make the trip, but Cunha won't say which farmers, and they won't talk publicly.
They can't because they'll be retaliated against.
Cunha's been on the receiving end of anti-immigrant vitriol.
I've had him personally tell me that I was responsible for a policeman's death by illegal aliens, and you're going to pay for that.
Undeterred, Cunha will travel to Washington next week. Ag business leaders will press Congress to pass the Ag Jobs legislation. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend to hear Jeff's report about some of the Latino fundraisers for the March on Washington. Now let's do the numbers. Both European and Asian stock markets up 0.5% following yesterday's news that the U.S. economy is growing modestly and without inflation. The Dow rose 45 points to 10,779, the highest close for the Dow in almost a year and a half. Financial traders in Britain will have to watch what they say on their cell phones. Big Brother may be listening. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports the UK's financial regulator says eavesdropping could help crack down on insider trading.
Britain's banks are already required to tape record their employees' landline telephone calls. The Financial Services Authority can then eavesdrop on these conversations if they suspect a crime, like insider trading. Now the authority wants to widen the surveillance to cover traders' cell phone calls. 22,000 individual phones would be monitored. But the plan's been met with a sceptical reaction from many, including Lee Marks. He runs the Spymaster shop in London. Lee says he has just the product for the trader who wants to evade monitoring.
We sell encrypted telephones, and they are cellular phones, and they have an encrypted signal. It would take years for anyone, even a government, to break this signal.
And he says there's an easier and cheaper way to thwart the cell phone surveillance. Just buy an anonymous, untraceable, prepaid SIM card. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Discovery. From the producers of Planet Earth comes Life, premiering Sunday on Discovery Channel and narrated by Oprah Winfrey, 8 p.m. Sunday on the Discovery Channel. By Progressive Insurance, with more than 30,000 local independent agents. Information available at progressive.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
The Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro are 6 years away, and we're already hearing that money troubles are threatening the Games. Brazilian lawmakers want to take most of the oil tax revenue the city of Rio generates and spread that money around to needy parts of the country. Marketplace's Bob Moon reports that could deny the host city billions it was counting on to build up for the Olympics.
Brazil's president has promoted the country's recently discovered offshore oil reserves as a key to easing social inequality. But the local Olympic Organizing Committee is suggesting the money they represent made this possible.
The games of the 31st Olympiad are awarded to the city of Rio de Janeiro.
In recent days, the governor of Rio has wept publicly over the prospect of losing royalties worth $4 billion a year. That would make it impossible, he contends, to host the Olympics. But Christopher Garman, who watches Brazil for the Eurasia Group, doubts it'll really come to that.
I think this is a little bit of grandstanding that's going on. What the governor of Rio de Janeiro is doing is trying to make as much of a political splash as possible in order to ensure that if this reform proposal is approved in the Senate, that the president will veto that provision.
Indeed, President Luiz Inácio da Silva is insisting on changes that won't jeopardize the Games. At the University of Texas, Olympic scholar John Hoberman says it's unusual, but no doubt effective, for local Olympic organizers to wield so much influence over such a politically charged matter.
The Olympic Games are a very big stick to hold in your hand when you are asking for an allocation of national revenues. So I would expect in the long run, they're going to get the money to support the games they are calling for now.
Local organizers are warning that any funding shortfall could lead to a breach of Rio's contract with the International Olympic Committee. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And finally, here's all the week's business news in a Marketplace Minute. Some conservatives cry, alas, the health care bill looks likely to pass. The right has maligned it. The left doesn't mind it. The jobs bill is law because the president signed it. Remember the Prius? The guy couldn't brake? Well, they can't guarantee us that wasn't a fake. It turns out the man had some runaway debt. Although, he's not the only one, let's not forget. Blockbuster still has $1 billion to raise. I'll lend it, but I want it back in 5 days. Philips Van Heusen will get even bigger. Its chairman, Chirico, is clearly in charge. Izod, then Calvin, now Tommy Hilfiger. All of his companies tend to run large. Am I wearing Izod? You'll just have to see when you watch this at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.